Hey there, pet lovers! Welcome to the very first episodes of Positive Vibe.
That's right, where the only thing we spread faster than the dog hair is good vibes.
Whether you're a seasoned pet owner, a dedicated animal enthusiast, or just someone curious about the wonderful world of pets, you're in the right place.
So today's our very first episode of the Positive Vibes.
Positive Vibe, that's a very Boston accent.
So whether you got a cat, you know, a dog, a bird, a reptile, or fish even, this podcast is definitely for you.
But fish doesn't have paws.
You're right. Yeah, true.
Well, I mean, I guess we're just trying to share everything fun related to pets. This is for every pet owners, you know. We are just your everyday encounter at dog park, you know, pet shops, or even the cafe, you know, just chit chat everything. Or you know what, I would like to say we are the conversation starter.
Oh yeah, true. So let's get on with our first episode and just to introduce ourselves.
Yes, so I'm your host, Kai.
And I'm Sania.
So Sania, what do you do?
Well, I am... It's a very, very...
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good too.
So yeah, I work at a zoological institution. And what about you, Kai?
So I'm a business owner. I run homestyle pet boarding and daycare in a villa. So we also focus on training.
Cool. So both of us are like, you could say like animal specialists somehow.
Yes. And definitely animal enthusiasts. And that's why we started this podcast.
Yes. Okay. So shall we start
with absolutely. Our
first episode? I'm super excited, by the way, with this first episode.
Oh my God. Tell me about it. What is our first episode about again? Sorry. I just kind of...
So the topic the topic of our first episode is my ADHD makes me feel guilty towards my dog.
Oh yes, that's right. Okay, my ADHD makes us feel guilty towards our dogs. Well, first of all, I think for the listeners who doesn't understand the word ADHD, it stands for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. And to simplify, it means that you don't pay attention and you move too much.
I think I relate a lot to that. Like, what about you?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I kind of self-diagnosed.
Me too. I think like we both self-diagnosed
ourselves. How did you do it?
Dr. Google, obviously.
So like... WebMD?
Yeah.
No, never trust WebMD.
I mean, I know.
They tell you the worst stuff.
I think so. But I mean, ADHD is not that bad.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are using these words nowadays and they kind of like blame everything on ADHD for their laziness.
So are you saying that we're probably lazy or blaming
we
ADHD?
We know. I mean, we might. But I think I'm kind of in control of my ADHD right now because I learned a lot more about it after I felt that I have the symptoms. So I try to read more information about ADHD and also learn how to control it. But wait, hold on. I think we just got ADHD because we're supposed to talk about pets.
Yeah, you're so right. No, but like, I mean, technically though, like, how did you self-diagnose yourself? There are symptoms to it, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. So I did the test just like you did online and it asked me a bunch of questions and I'm sure that you will be familiar with those questions. Like, okay, so do you ever delay a task when you find it challenging?
You mean procrastinating?
Exactly.
Check.
or let's say you kind of like lost focus of what people are saying.
Wait, what were
we
saying? What were we talking about?
Oh my God. Get yourself together, Sen. Okay, all right. Okay. So yeah, so basically I think I have both of those symptoms and so many other more.
I mean, like, for me, I think at that point I realized that I have ADHD is when I can't sit through a movie, because every single time I watch a movie that's slightly boring, I would lose focus.
Or maybe the movie is just boring.
Maybe, but I'm talking about like 80% of what I watch, you know? Like, it's so bad.
Okay, then you have really high standards then.
Probably.
Okay, so I'm trying to search up the signs of an ADHD person, and here's what it says. Being unable to sit still, especially in calm or quiet surrounding.
Okay.
Constantly fidgeting.
Check.
Being unable to concentrate on tasks.
check.
Excessive physical movement.
I don't know. I'm pretty lazy. What about you?
No, I'm actually very active, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. You just went hiking this
morning. I did like a 3 hours hike. And you know what? Shoot. We thought that we were going to get trapped in there.
Where? In the mountains?
Yeah. Because we kind of like lost track and there was no internet. So I couldn't look into my map and find our way back. And we ended up trying to just guess our path. Mm-hmm. Like choose mini, mini, miny, mo, you know? And
I mean, you made it out alive. So congratulations.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, I think that is a very positive sign, isn't it?
It's so positive.
Very positive.
Well, I guess, like, for me, that would come across in work. Like, at work, I would not be able to sit still. I'd just be, like, all over the place.
You know what I've just noticed?
What?
Like, literally now, while at this very moment, we are doing this podcast, and none of us are sitting still.
Oh, my God.
I'm playing with my finger, with me my too. Nails, like, with my toes. And you're like wobbling side to side. Okay, so check.
Okay.
All right, okay. So then why? Okay, do you think dog can have ADHD too?
Let me ask Maya, do you have ADHD?
Yes.
Yeah, she definitely does.
She definitely has ADHD.
She definitely has ADHD. She couldn't stop tonguing me. Like the
she
moment,
gave you a French kiss.
She
like
did. She did. The moment I walked through the door, that's all she did. Like French kissing me all over my face, my ears, my mouth, everywhere. Okay, let's not get into details. It's getting gross.
You see, this is how I got my ear infection.
Okay, but maybe put some boundaries. Yeah, and definitely dogs can have ADHD. It is there's some research done behind it, and then they found out dogs can have ADHD like humans do, and the symptoms are pretty similar.
But you know, like, my dog is a Chihuahua, a very young Chihuahua. I think, like, young dogs usually are a little bit more hyper. But your dog, you know, Duke, Duke is very chilled. Like, I don't think that he has ADHD.
Oh, yeah. Well, he might not have ADHD, but he might be depressed.
Okay.
No, all jokes aside, he is a very calm dog.
And, yes, he is. Super.
You can bring a fridge over him and he would not move an inch, you know?
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's that calm. But this topic, I mean, on our first episode, actually for me, I have something to confess.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a confession pod now.
This is a confession pod. Are you ready, Sam?
Okay. Tell me. I'll brace myself. Okay, go ahead.
Brace yourself. Okay, so I definitely feel guilty towards my dog because of my ADHD.
Okay.
So the story begins like that. Mm-hmm. After I adopted Duke, I sincerely thought that he was depressed because he was always so calm. He wasn't behaving like, you know, like the dogs that you normally know who are, you know, active, wanting to play with you, interact with
you. Maybe because he's an older dog, so he has experience.
Well, when I adopted him, he was only 4.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was only 4. So yeah, he was just on his bed all the time, feeling sleepy. Unless he's going out, he gets excited. But when he's in the house, he's just like always on his bed and looking really sad. So I was trying really, really hard to, like, you know, get him to cheer up, you know, interact with me. So we spent a lot of time together at home. And then one day I had to go out for an errand, but it ended up longer. So I was expecting to go out just for like maybe an hour and come back. But it ended up it lasted for like, I think, half a day. So yeah, it was really long. And I think that was the first time I left him home alone. And then when I came back home, oh my God, Sam, the place was trashed. It was.
Oh my God, he got anxiety, I think.
Yeah, he definitely had anxiety. So how bad was it? Let me describe it for you. The door frame was chewed up.
Oh my God.
It was chewed up. There was like saliva stains all over the floor. His food bowl was also broken because he was nipping on it. He was biting on it. Luckily, the sofa was intact.
Okay,
but
good.
Yeah, that's the only good part. But the rest was like absolutely like smashed. Yeah. And of course, when I see that, I mean, my first reaction, for me, the first thought was, okay, he had this like anxiety attack.
Yeah.
And as a trainer, I knew that I shouldn't like do anything about it because that will definitely, affect the dog, but then I just couldn't control it. So guess what I did?
What?
I screamed at him like really, loud. Really, really loud.
So he must be like feeling guilty or something.
Yeah, he was traumatized, I would say. So it was really loud and I can see immediately he had his tail tucked in between his legs, you know, and it just trying to like back away. So, you know, like the typical scared dog behavior, right? And then I realized that, okay, I did something wrong. But that trauma kind of
So you basically, like, your ADHD made you lose track of time.
Yes.
And then basically you left Duke for too long, right?
Exactly. Yeah, yes. Exactly. Yeah. That is exactly what happened. Lost track of time. Mm-hmm. And then when I came home, I had an emotional outburst.
Yeah.
And then it traumatized him.
Yeah, I really can imagine. Did. I mean, like, I yell at Maya all the time and she's just like, who, me?
Who, me? She didn't care. But do you think like people who have ADHD can easily let go of you know, things that is kind of traumatizing?
I don't know. Like, I'm not a person that forgives very easily, but I can forget.
You can forget. Oh, I definitely forget. Well, yeah, forget is forgive.
No, it's different.
Well, if you still remember, how can you?
No, like, I mean, like, forget, like, out of sight and out of mind kind of thing, you know?
So, like, let it go.
Let it go. It's something like that. But then it's like, when you come back to me, like, oh, fuck you. You know, I'm sorry for the profanity, everyone. Are we allowed to swear on this podcast?
Of course we're allowed to swear on this podcast.
I think we should mark this podcast with explicit, right?
Yeah, like rated R. who cares, Sen? Okay, continue.
Okay, all right. Going back again. See, this is ADHD, I swear to God.
We have a time limit.
Oh, yeah. Because you said you were going to go at 6, and it's like we already spent 30 minutes now. And
already?
I don't know. Okay, let me check. Okay.
Back to your story.
Okay, my story. I mean, Maya has ADHD, but I think that's partially my fault because I got her ever since she was a puppy. So she was 2 months old when I got her. Mm-hmm. And she had separation anxiety since she was 2 months old. So, but thankfully at that time, I was working in a place where I could bring her to work every day.
Yeah.
You know, so she was always with me 24/7 until she was around like 7 or 8 months.
Yeah.
So 7 to 8 months, that's the first time I really left her alone. And like you, like, I lost track of time. And I just, like, for me, I have anxiety thinking of her having anxiety, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel so bad sometimes. And so I think that's one of the reasons why I can't live far away from where I work.
Mm.
So it's like for me, when I go to work, I have to check up on her in the middle of the day. Because I get worried about her. And I'm afraid that if I lose track of time or anything, she will get depressed. And she has anxiety. She's supposed to be my emotional support dog. But technically, she probably has more anxiety than me, I swear.
Well, is that why they have a pet cam at home?
Yes, exactly. So it's like, I have my baby cam because she's my baby. So
I like that. Okay. Do you think there's a way how we can cope with this to make it better?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, also for the listeners who might have ADHD as well and owns a pet.
Yeah.
Is there a way that they can cope with this kind of situation and prevent things like this to happen to their dog or to their pet?
Like, for me, what helps a lot was the pet cam, the baby cam, you know, because at least, like, I can check up on her. And sometimes, like, in the middle of the day when I know that I'm not going to be able to make it home on time or when I lose track of time, I just check up on her for a few minutes and just talk to her through the camera. And, you know, I think it helps a lot. And, you know, thankfully I work very close to where I live, you know. And I have friends here who loves to check up on Maya, you know, who loves her. Yeah, so, yes, I think friends are so helpful, I think. Yeah.
I mean, if you have a friend who is free 24/7, yes. that is definitely helpful.
But, like, for you, like, in your case, because you are a business owner and your business has a lot to do with dogs, like, most of the time you are with Duke all the time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So now he doesn't have separation anxiety. So, which is amazing.
And he's always with other dogs.
Yeah, but, you know, he's very complicated because even now that he's always with other dogs, which he's supposed to be happy, he didn't seem to be happy. He actually seemed a little bit annoyed.
It's like, who the hell are you guys?
He is so complicated, I swear, Sen. Anyway, I'm still learning about him. Okay, so science said that having a dog can help improve your ADHD symptoms mm-hmm. because once you have a dog, you have a structured routine.
True, that's so true.
Right? Yeah. You walk them at this certain time. Mm-hmm. You feed them at a certain hours. And if you don't, they come and remind you.
Yes, true.
Right? And they help you with, I mean, like emotionally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like when you have like anxiety or something.
Like Maya is my emotional support dog, yeah, obviously.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so so what can be your advice to listeners who have ADHD and owns a dog?
Will my answer be valid? Because...
Well, I mean, just from your personal experience, you know?
I mean, from my personal experience, yes. Like, I think having Maya in my life really helped me a lot to focus on something, because knowing that you have this little thing, you know, depending on you, it kind of like triggers you to, okay, I have to walk her, you know, oh, I have to think about her because she's like a baby, you know, like, knowing that you are responsible for the life of this small creature, you know, so it makes you feel like it pushes you to think about them and to focus on them. So I think it does help a lot with my ADHD. I think prior to this, I was just like all over the place, you know, I wouldn't even like wake up on time, and now I have to wake up on time and I have to walk her, right? And it's just like, I think it helps a lot. Physically and emotionally, you know?
Yeah. But I do think you need to also be very well prepared mentally because if you think you cannot commit to this kind of routine and won't be able to cope with it, actually it does, it actually becomes a mess.
True. I think so.
Yeah. And it will make your symptom worse. Because you won't be able to follow, and then you get frustrated because you feel guilty, and you end up procrastinating, and so on and on.
Yeah.
So from my side of advice is that if you have ADHD or if you think you have ADHD and maybe about to get a pet or own a pet, try to do more research about the pet's behavior, whether it's a dog, bird, fish, cat. Right.
To be honest, like before keeping Maya, I had cats like all my life. But, you know, cats are a little bit different than dogs, right? Cats are a little more independent. So I can leave the cat the whole day and not worry so much about them because they like that kind of solitude. They like that solitary life. But, you know, having a dog is totally different. Like
they're more active.
So different. And they depend on you. And, you know, it's like they miss you.
Yeah, not social animals.
Yeah, they're social animals. So it's totally different.
Yeah. So always learn more about their behavior before owning a pet, because you'll be responsible for them.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
And I think that is my advice.
Good advice.
Thank you very much. Okay. So for that being said, I think it is coming close to the end of our podcast.
Yeah. We don't want to have like a long podcast.
We
like
don't.
Maximum
we
20
don't.
Minutes or
yeah. 20 minutes. How long have we been recording?
20-ish minutes.
20-ish minutes. Okay, that is amazing.
It's so cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to listen to a podcast that's 40 minutes.
I know,
because
we have ADHD, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, it's too long.
It's too long. Anyway,
okay.
we got carried away again.
Yes.
So anyway, this is a very good conversation starter.
Yes.
This is not everything about ADHD for people and for dogs. But I think you can continue this conversation with your other pet pals when you meet them at the park.
Correct. And just to close things off, do you have like any other things to talk about? Oh, I have a joke.
Oh my God, you and your joke. Okay, tell.
Pray tell. Let's see. Do you really want to listen to my joke or what?
Yeah, okay. I mean, like, I have nothing else to say.
Okay. What's a cat's favorite color?
What's a cat's favorite color, Sen?
It's the best. Okay, it's purple. I feel like I just heard crickets right now.
No, you didn't hear crickets, but you heard the rolling sound of my eyeballs, like all the way to the back of my brain. Yeah.
Okay, I have another one.
Okay, tell me another one.
Okay, why did the cat go to medical school?
Okay, this is new. Why does a cat go to the medical school, Sen?
It wanted to be a professional.
Oh my God. Oh, I feel like I just had a heart attack.
Oh my God. All right, that was the best, the best. Okay, okay. Now,
okay, no, that's it. That's it. We have enough of your.
Okay, okay, okay. One more, one joke. More, one more. It's about a dog. Okay, because two of the jokes were about cats. Okay.
Okay, fine.
Okay, what do you call a cold dog? Because it's winter here in UAE. What do you call a cold dog?
Oh, sorry. I thought that was the answer. a cold dog. You just said it. A cold dog.
No.
Popsicle. Popsy dog. Popstick.
Okay, okay. Brace yourself. It's a chili dog.
Oh my god. A chili dog. Wait, hold on. I didn't get that. So a chili dog is what? A food? A type of food? Or?
Oh my god. What's a chili dog?
It's a chili dog?
A chili dog is a food. Oh my god, okay. Okay, okay. Just kidding. Okay, next.
All right. That's it. I had enough. Okay, so listeners, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. And we are really sorry for Sen's pet jokes at the end.
You will love my dad jokes, okay?
Okay, whatever. Anyway, in case you like our podcast, please leave some comments in our Instagram post.
Yeah, so we have an Instagram at the positive vibe, okay? So you can follow our Instagram, you can drop us a line if you think that you want to talk about other things or there are things that we said that could come off wrong or come across wrong or, you know, that needs to be corrected. You can always send us a line. And yeah, we are going to be excited for our next episode, obviously.
Yes, that is right. And we look forward to see you again.
Stay tuned for more tail wagging fun. And until next time, and keep those paws up and those spirits high. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.